We are on Daf, Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Let us just start. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Vo'ifliki bo chodo zimni. According to Rav, the Gemara explained Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda in Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda says according to Beis Hillel, pickpock helps, even though the Nesorim. And Rameya says that no, Neitalachas Mimetayim Ve'enim Mefakpek, pickpock doesn't help. So the Gemara asked, but if we go about Chodah Zimna, that's the previous Machloikas and Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. Let us skip over to where we left off yesterday. Ela kochacha reisha pligi b'gzeiras tikra b'seiva pligi b'zeiras tikra b'ivin l'ke b'tal t'zimni lo malik. So the Gemara answers as follows. Seife Rab Yehuda de ka'om alei Rab Meya Amayko asres b'nesorim mishum gzeiras tikra. Why did you ask on the sorim gzeiras tikra? I swear le b'sham Yehuda yislu. So the Seif is not a machloikis. The Seifer Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya to what he said in Rabbi Yudalit that Mesachim ben Azorim brought a raya because you see Beis Hillel holds Mesachim ben Azorim, pickpock helps. And the one who holds pickpock doesn't help, that's Beishamai. Beis Hillel le Gozri. Amar Rameya le Nechloko Beishamai Beis Hillel Badovozeh. And Rameya answered, no, there's no such machloikis. Everyone holds pickpock does not help. Now the Gemara says further, Honi chala Rav dama machloikis b'shesh b'ma'abo. So according to Rav, it's very good, the machloikis b'silo b'shamay. He says that Honi chala Rav dama machloikis b'shesh b'ma'abo. Rameir is like zeir estikra, view the less like zeir estikra. And that is Pshat in the Mishnah. Elo l'shmul d'omo b'she'ein behem arbo machloikis, av yesh behem arbo d'ver hakel psulem, seifa b'may pligi. So what is the machloikis? What is the machloikis b'shami b'silu? Since b'yesh behem arbo everyone holds, that it is kosher, that is posel, so why is pickpock good? According to Beis Hillel. That's the Machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is also made that Yesh B'Marbo is possible. And with the Gemara, B'Bitulei Tikre Kamiflegi. Machlekes is B'Bitulei Tikre. If you mevatel the Tikre, if that will be Mesalik, Zeres Nesor. Mar Sovre Botla Bohochi, Mar Sovre Bohochi Loi Botla. Let us see what Rashi says. Elishmul dam aviyesh be ma'abod ve'hakel psulom. Save my pligi. Avadei stam tikre b'nei abohu. Stam tikre is dalet foch. V'komar sher Rabbi Yehuda libe de Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda is mar sher sadas de shtimut shmul. Sligmor says b'bitulei tikre. Kloima omalocha shmul. Loilom v'shiyesh be ma'abod. If you have a neser that was abo, and there wasn't a tikra here before, now a person wants to be mesachich with this neser abo, after the apostles, and the apostles also. The gazrine mishum tikra shloyove v'yeshiv tachas kairos beisoy v'yoyim amali zeh mali chadoshem. That everyone holds a mesachich and b'nesorim shesh b'marbo, because if nesorim will be good, so this person the next year might go and decide mali zeh mali chadosh, what's worse, my house from these nesorim. Avol hashte, but our mishne dezu tikra hoisa. Here he had the tikkah ready. Ubo lidei ma'isa la'asis l'shem sukkah. Now he goes and this tikkah that he has, he does a ma'isa l'shem sukkah. So from his actions we see he won't make this mistake. A person is mesachich ben nesorim, so we don't know how ignorant he is or how intelligent he is. So if he's not so intelligent, so this year he'll be mesachich ben nesorim, next year he won't be mesachich, he'll be yoshev tachas keres beisai. So memele, so therefore we said one is not permitted to be mesachir ben esorim because a kilkul might come out of it. But a person who goes to the tikras beisoy and is mesach and tikras beisoy, zemaychiach sheyedei shem toira tasa v'loy mina osi. So memele by such such nesorim, such a nesorim of a tikra which were mesukin, these aren't misleading nesorim. Fakert, we see that the person who's mefakpek these nesorim, he al kolchoch knows the halach and he's mesaken it. It's pligi Rab Yudah v'Rab Meir. Ike sule migzar mishum tikra eloi. Should one be geyser? Rab Yehudah sova. Bitu le tikra le beishamai tzach litl mi bentai. According to Beis Shammai, you have to take out one mibin time. Vafagav the mechiyach sheboki betasav loy mina osoi. Even though I can see, he was mefakpik. So I see that what, that is boki betasav loy mina osoi gozribo. They were geyser. So dach sechmer, according to Shmuel, so what's neitalachas mibin time? Lachem means he puts psal in between. Not what Rashi said in the Gemara, what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Because if they were geyser, even though he's boki betasa v'loy minosi, so what's the difference if he makes a ma'isa malia? He doesn't make a ma'isa malia. And la ma'isa here in Shmuel, Rashi seems to say, be'emison, be'shamay also hold in tasa v'loy minosi pikpokel. Svafal pike and gozul, but he didn't want to differentiate. So some mel you need noita lachsav in time, lachar and you put psal in between. So this is Bemison and Numach Leikis, that if by a tikra, if a person was mesaken a tikra, and I see that in this tikra there's no mocking for kilkul, if I can't we see that he's Boki in Hilchas Tasla Menosi, were they guys on these Nesorim, yes or no? That's the Machlekes, Rameyer, and Rabbi Yehuda, Alibi de Beisalom. Let us see Taisvis, Rameyer, Oimer, Neitalachas Mebintayim, Avalo Yefakpek, She'ein Pikpok Moyoloi, Rameyer Le Taime, Domei Mesachachim Ben Nesorim, Paidei Psal Shebintayim Miskashre, ולשמור דאמה לקאמון צרק פוסל פייסל באמצע בארבו, נתות מכדי פרישס לר, ונהבו שני פסולים באמצע. So speaking about that you have two פסולים באמצע, ואין ביהו שמיין האמיס, ודאי פנקום אמרינן עד הפסולים הסתומה, מפקין אל הנך נסורם מן הסוכה. And you מפקיע the נסורם from the סוכה, ודאי פנקום. אינמי, Svirelei kerab, the amalekamon tzrach posel bein min atzad bein beemtza ba'abam. Sukach lei poslu nisorim shebintayim. So then the whole sukkah is kosher. The nisorim shebintayim don't pasel. The leket shir psul biyachad. Kach pirish bekontris. That Rashi says pshat. Vadin imoy, shepirish kain de betikre, shenesorim shalo chovim abo airi. That's what Rashi says that it is speaking about of tikre, that the nesorim arochav abo, the stam tikre kachu. That is a tikre, that was the whole gzeres nesorim. Umid de posli neser dalen mishum gzeres tikre, alma stam tikre kachoya. The porch lishmul ba my pligi. So we see what the kasha. I mean, who says it's speaking about dalit? Vice states where Rashi said a normal tikra is dalit. ומאסיק דבטולי פתיקרה פליגי, רמייר אין מויל פיקפוק לבטולי תיקלו, שהנסורים הבו, because the נסורים הבו, so the spill doesn't help, the task for him and also doesn't help, it's still task שרס נסורים. וכך בוי שאיתל אחם מבינתיים. בתימה דפוח לקנון מברייסל לשמול דמה באמצע פוסל בערבו, אבל הלקשים הם הסניסן לשנויה. Later the Gemara brings a braise that Nesor Pesel, Nesor Pesel helps if you have Nesorim Arbo. The Gemara is the Kashan Shmu from the braise, and the Gemara says it's speaking about by a Sukkah that's Shmoin Amis Mitzum Tzomis. So Lechoyre, why do not ask from the braise? Lechoyre, according to Shmu, that is Pshat Ramei on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about of Neser Arbo, and Neit Lach Zemim Ben Taim helps. So the Gemara could have asked directly from a Mishnah, not from a Baraisa. So the Mishnah was Nisan Lektoni, Behed Yen Nesorim Shel Arbo Al Mikoyach Stam Tikre. That means it's Muchach from the Mishnah, but it doesn't say Beferish Neser Arbo, and it seems the Baraisa mentions Beferish Neser Arbo. Let us see the Mishnah weiter. Amekare sukosoi bishpudim. A person is covers the suke bishpudim with spears, a baruche samite, miyeshrevach beinayim kamoisam ksheira. If there's an equal space between each spud, the size of the spud, so it's kosher. Achaitet begodish lasis le suke, ain a suke if a person digs into a godish, to make a sukkah, so it is no good. Zot Rashi, a mekara sukkosoi, kamoi sha'onu oisim, shemisadrin klunosoi stchilo bischach, v'noisnim psal aleim. That's what we do. That's not the case of the Mishnah, but somehow the Pnei Shabuchah says what Rashi wants to come and tell us here. Well, Kaponimi just set up rows of shpudim. Aruchais, Ashpundish Belaz, these are sides of beds. Mar Meforish, the Mekabli Tume, that these are Mekabel Tume. So, Mamelis Mekabel Tume, so it's Chachpos. Miesh Revach Beinem Kemoisam, Bein Shpud Lishpud, Alpnei Kula. Piyitain Shom Apsal, and they'll put there the Psal of the Schach Kosher. Bechain Alpnei Kula, they'll fill up all the spaces. The Gemara Porech, the Gemara will ask, Ka'ein HaKosher Meruba Al Apostle. It's equal to Kosher Kaposel, so why is it good? Zach the Gemara, Leime Tehevi Tiyufte Dravune Berei Drav Yeshua. The Itmar, we learned Porot Skoimit, if you have a wall, Magabi Shabbos, that it's Poretz Koimit, that you have spaces equivalent to the Mechitze. You have Mechitze, and you have a Pas Gimel, then you have a Pirtze Gimel, and a Pas Gimel, and a Pirtze Gimel. Is Rapopo Omar Mutter? Rapopo said that's called a good Mechitze. Rapunne Brede Yeshua Omar Osa. Rapunne Brede Yeshua said that in Hilchas Mechitze, the Torah said, Gedoy Rube. Not sufficient that al teshaya rube, though you need gedoy rube, roiv of the area has to be mugda. And the Gemara was medame bischach to hilchas mechitze. The Gemara held the sichach as all sorts, as a teres mechitze melamaylo. And where did the Gemara see this, that it has Hilchas Mechitze? But upon him, that's what we see from this Gemara, that even though it seems there would be, there's no problem of Chamsa Merubah Mitzilse over here, but there's a different problem. You have to have G'day Rube, it has to be Roiv of the area, it has to be Mukif. So Milamayl, it also has to be Mukif. Here's Teres Mechitze. So what did Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua do with our Mishneh? That says, Im Yeshrevach Binein Kemoisom is Kshera. Oma Locho Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua, Mai Kemoisom Benichnas V'yoytze. You have to know how to learn Pshat in the Mishneh. Let us see Rashi. Parutz ka'oimed le'inyin mechitzish Shabbos itma. This was learned l'gabi mechitzish Shabbos. Mechitzish and nasis bepasin rechovin gimel. A mechitzah that was made with boards that were gimel tfochim wide. V'iniach bein pas le'pas kemo le'pas. The navkele miteiris lovut. Now it's not lovut anymore. V'chein al p'nei kulo. So you have here an oimid and a porutz. Tavle porutz ke oimid. Uch dech vosei, och ebe mas nisen. Tavle posel ke kosher. It's also equivalent to porutz ke oimid. So the Gemara answered, the Gemara answered, it's speaking about v'nichnas v'yoytze. She'e psal, that's what it says. Yesh revach b'neihem komoysom. You have to say it with a little knaich. Im yesh revach b'neihem, if there's a space between the two shpudim, that komoysom, that the size of the shpud would be nichnas v'yoytze berevach. That means there's a space in between the two shpudim that the roichev ha-shpud could be nichnas v'yoytze berevach. That's kemoison, like the roichev of the shpud, could be nichnas v'yoytze berevach. So memele, so then it is kosher. So it means as follows. B'nichnas v'yoytze, shei psal ha-roichev kemoison, that psal that would be as wide as the shpudim, yochel likones v'leitze berevach shebentayim. The hashte, so if there is space that a komoison could be nichnas v'yoytze berevach, the hashte, so a kochoch, this space is larger than the size of the shpudim, of the roichev of the shpudim, or the roichev of the ruches amite. Because you cannot slip in and out a psal that says the same roichev in an area of that roichev alone. So kol chochot has to be a little wider in order that kamoison could be nichnas v'yoytze. So the Mishnah means that the area in between is a little wider. And now we fill up this complete area with tzchach. The hashtele havele psal shenoisin shom meruba al hashpudim. If the area is larger than the roichav of the shpudim, so now you fill up with you fill up this area. The ha'avir yoiser al hashpudim. The avir is more than the shpudim. So memela, so it's oimid meruba al haporet. That was Rav Huna ben Yeshua's teretz. Track the Gemara, v'efsher letzamtzem. So the Gemara asks, v'efsher letzamtzem. So Rashi says, kasal kedaitoch, v'hai dekometaretz benichnes v'yaitze. Pshan the Tarzan was not in a kimte. Hochi metaretz. Kol kemoisoi, if it says kemoisoi benichnes v'yaitze, who Stomo benichnas v'yoytze. That means not he's saying in a kimte that the Mishnah is speaking about such a case. That means if it's kamois, it has to be a little larger. The ein derech letzamtzein ulachavin kamois mamish. The Mishnah can't mean that it's mamish mechuvin loipochas v'loyoyso. Who does such a thing that's mechavin? So the Mishnah you have to take with a grain of salt. Frag the Gemara, who says, wo am yitain date lekach efshel etzamtzem? Who says that pshat the Mishnah means that it's a little bit more than kamoison? If he wants to, he could be mechaven. Uktoni mas nisen kamoison ksheir, vavle porotz koimet. So memelo, what is machiach you to say that is nichnas v'yoytze. It could very well be that it is kemois and mamish. So Amar Rav Ami b'madiv, Meshanim Rav Ami b'madiv, mas nisen loy achshel b'mitzamtzem, ela b'madiv revach shebintayim al rechev hashpudim, kemois and d'ktoni v'nichnas v'yoytze. So according to Rashi, it would seem that the Shakla Vitaya was that the Makshin did not understand what he answers. He understood from him that it has to be like this. So yes, it doesn't have to be like this. So he says, I'm telling you it is like this. I'm making a kim to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about such a case. Not Luchach, but I'm saying that that's Shan the Mishnah. No, you don't have to learn the Mishnah stack is speaking about that there's a larger space between the Shbudim. No, speaking about it's Takim Mechuvin. No, Mhoyo Nesunim Shasi, Noisnam Orev, Orev Noisnam Shasi. Rashi says, Rabbi Omar, afilu b'mitzamtzim. It could be speaking with mitzamtzim. V'mhoyu nesunim ashpudim shesi. Noisnam lekanim shel schach orev. Is da al kolchoch im einay noisem roshe akanim al shpudim. If he won't put the roshe akanim on the shpudim, arei hein noifin lo orev. The roshe akanim cannot be between the shpudim because then there's nothing but to support them. So therefore, if the he's putting the schach in an opposite direction of where the shpudim are going, and therefore the only way the schach holds is because it's resting. The only way the schach holds is because it's resting on the shpudim. Bilkar avolei kosher meruba al haposel umevatlon. So memele, so then you have roiv schach kosher, and it's mevatel the shpudim shetachtel. So memele, even though in space, the space of the beina shpudim is equal to the roichav shpudim, aber lemaise you have more schach kosher than schach posel. So memele, so it's mevatel the schach kosher is mevatel the schach posel shetachtel. So Mamela, so we have Oymed Meruba ala Poets. The Mogen Avrom and Simen Tachov Tess, if gotten Tess, and the Kolben Nisandel, Amba Oire, according to Rovis Teret, that it's speaking about Imhoyu Nesunim Shesi Naisan Orev, so we see that one could be Mamid Schach and Schach Posel. Because that's what we see. So there's a whole Sugivite late in the second Perek. So either Rava holds, you could be Mamed Vidava Mekabel Tumet, it's a Machlaikas HaMeiroim, but Komponim, that's, according to this Teretz, we see that there's no Chesoron of Mamed Vidava Mekabel Tumet. Let us see Taisvis. Poritz Kaimet, Nire the Halacha Ke Rab Yosi, the Omar Perik Sheini de Poritz. Efshe letzamtzim l'chol apoches midei odom. Rabbi Yosi holds efshe letzamtzim. So Taisvi says, al koponim midei odom. That means if a person, bekavone, will try to be mitzamtzim, so it's possible to be mitzamtzim. Midei iflegi ameiroi hochi beporetz koimet. There's a machlokes ameiroim, do you say poretz koimet? Now, what's that poritz koimet? How is it possible, physically possible, to have the poritz koimet? See, if you're the efshel etzamtzim, vices it shayach that a person should be mitzamtzim. The perik sheni dechulin, you have a similar machlokes b'mechzal mechze keroy. Now, vices it's possible to have mechzal mechze, mamish have. V'hod the kamrinin hosom gabi cholkoy lishnayim. The Gemara says over there, there was a kli cheres that was divided in half. Vehein shovin, the tmeyim shneim, both of them are tamei. Each part is tamei. Lefishi I efshel letzamtzim, and maybe each one is the larger chelik. If you have a kli cheres that's divided in half, so if it wouldn't be divided in half, then the larger chelik would remain tamei. So there the Gemara says that both chalokim are tamei because I efshel etzamtzim and on each chalik we are metzadet. Maybe this is roiv of the previous chalik. So Taisa says b'kli cheres kulu moidi, by kli cheres everyone holds I efshel etzamtzim. Kinem krinik yedekam rinem b'b'cheres m'shem d'is be'gumais because there are gumes. That means that when you split a kli cheres, it is not a clean cut, it's a jagged cut. So a mele, if it's a jagged cut, so a mele, there's taki yefshel and samsim, we can never be mechav and puntler, which one is roiv of the previous kele. The ein loima, the shmait and afilu command the omar I efshel. The Taisa says, maybe you'll say that our sugi is going according to them, not like Rabbi Yosi. It's going, we hold the Efsha. So what's the Ibra Poritz? Koimid, Makori Poritz, Koimid, Merzel, Merze, Kshedoim, Alonu, Shem, Shovim, Avogab, the Shema, Inam, Shovim. That Poritz, Koimid means if it looks similar, it's good. Even though it could be Klapish, Maya, Galya, it is not similar. Could be it's also good. So the Bnei Yeshua explains that the Gemara says, what is the Svara of the man, the Omar, Poritz Ka'imid is good? That the Torah said, Al Teshaya Rube. You should make sure Roiv shouldn't be Poritz. That's the Makar of the man, the Omar, that Poritz Ka'imid is good. So Tosis wanted to say that means as follows, Al Teshaya Rube, that if in your eyes, you don't see Roiv Poritz, it's good. That means, you shouldn't leave over Roiv Behedye. If you're not leaving Roiv Behedye, then that's good. So that's what said Poritz Koimid is good. That means if I don't see that it's Poritz Meruba Aloimid, if I don't see that, if by me it could look like Poritz Koimid, that's good, because the Torah said, Al Teshaya Rube, you should not behead you leave over Roiv Poritz. So maybe we'll say that's Pshat Na Gemara. So Taisva says, Dama Forish, Taim Pekamad Da'ir Vid Pek Sheini Dechula, Taloi Havi Koimid Dechoroi. The other man, the Yomad, that has, you don't say Poritz Koimid, Shem dehochi ag merei rachmona le moishe gdei rube shchait rube. V'tei piglei mishum de blav hochi hu osa misofik mishum de shem moshaya rube. So Taisu says, I bezoi, the other man, the Yom of the Gemara says, what does he hold? He holds gdei rube. You need gdei rube. So Taisu says, why do you have to say that? Say that he holds that the Torah, that it has to be Poritz Koimid, and Memele, since there's a suffix, maybe it's Poritz Meruba Loimid, that's why it's no good. Why do you have to go to the other extreme? That he holds Gedei Rube. He holds could be Take, that Poritz Koimid is good. But you need Poritz Koimid, and maybe he holds, the first man, the Yoma holds, as long as you don't see the Roiv, it's also good. No, he holds, you need Poritz Koimid. And the Gemara says, he holds, you need Gdei Rube. So why is that snapshot? So Taisvus, we're up to now as follows. That the Pashas of the Gemara, Poritz Koimid, means it's Takim Mechuvin. And we pass on to Rabbi Yosi that Evshe b'tzamtzam u'tzamtzam b'day odom. He says, Mikre dek, epsozoi on a kivun, that's the Evshe l'tzamtzam, that should come out as a mechuvin. But if a person b'day odom, a person makes it, a person can make it mechuvin. So Taisi zod the poch begitten perk ha-zoyrik ha-bida osu tavaya bahadi adodi bar ba-amitz. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is speaking about that the husband and wife came together Ba'abamis. They both were kind of Asachas Ba'abamis. So Moses V'yevshel Etzamtzim. Oh, so what's the kasha? We'll be passing on to Abiyasi. The Taisus Afilu Te'alochik Abiyasi Aglili Mikomokim Doichiku Lahamid HaMishne Bekach. That's a Shveru Kimte Shein Regilis Liyais. That doesn't usually occur. U'mistome Loikivnu Lovoi Be'Basachas. They want Machavan to come Be'Basachas. There was no reason to come to Basachas. You come to Basachas, you make problems, but I'm in Hilchus Kereshin. So I'll kapon him, so it's not a double harogil, and then they weren't mechavim to do it. So that's my answer. So without that, it's the Efshel Tzamtzam. The Perek Shvuas HaEdus, Gabi kofru shneyem ka'achas, both were koifer, porich voi efshel letzamtzem. Mishani Rabbi Yose Glilihi. Rabbi Yochanan Mishani afilu teino rabona. I said Rabbi Yochanan did not want us at sign the Mishnah like Rabbi Yose Glilihi. Mash medein alochik Rabbi Yose Glilihi. Not the way we said before. Chem perik talet achin gabi achis en yedei mishonon. So the Gemara wanted to say that maybe, let's not go into the problems over there, but the Gemara wanted to make speaking about that the two sisters died by Basachas. Moses Aliba de Rabbi Yechanan, they saw some lontanic Rabbi Yose Glilu. No, I wouldn't say that a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yose Glilu. So Vaistoi says, as we say, here we see Rabbi Yechanan holds, you don't say Efshel Tzamtzem, not like Rabbi Yose Glilu. And Taisus was saying till now that we do pass on the Bishul Efshel Tzamtzem. Lakach nire de bidei shemayim ein alocha kamais. Rabbi Yisrael holds that from bidei shemayim, without any kibun, it also could be grad mitzumtzem. That we don't pass it. Bahani havi ki bidei shemayim. They were kaifa b'basachas. I mean, there wasn't a kibun over there that they should be kaifa b'basachas or the. So Mamela, that's a bchina of bidei shma. But the yodam halachi kemoisik mukhach the shmait and peg sheni the chumen that the machza machza keroy a person shecht the taka machza or yeva machitza that porutz koyim. The yesh time hoda amrinen perikame da erevin. There's a gemara perikame da erevin. Lechi hamoshuch midoifnei shel movui, chesidabach, poches midalad amis, nidoin mishum lechi. Ein tzorich lechi achel latire. Aba amis nidoin mishum movui, vitzorich lechi achel latire. You have in the Perish Chai that it means as follows. We have here Amovui, which is like a ches. And we have, by the opening of the Movui, you have a lechi jutting out into the Pesach of the Movui. So it says in Erevin as follows, that if this lechi is four amis wide, so then it doesn't have a shame lechi, then it has a din of the, that's like a doifin hamovoi. So if it's a doifin hamovoi, so that's not the halach is you have to put on a lechi on the doifin hamovoi. The doifin hamovoi is when in a little bit to the movoi, good, but now you have to add on the lechi. This is the doifin hamovoi. If it is less than dalet amis, then it has a peiris lechi, so then it's a lechi. So shnei tazak. Lechi amoshuch midoifnei shamovi l'seich amovi. It's supposed to be Abba Amis, and so lechi achel atire. Abba Amis, so lechi achel atire. The Koma Ravun b'reider of Yeshua, lo yomru elo b'movui shmoine. That is, after you have a movui that is 8 Amis wide, so memele, so as follows. So if it's less than dalad Amis, it's a lechi, so it's matter. If it is Dalad Amis, it loses the shame lechi. You don't have Oymed Meruba Laporet, so you're not allowed to be metalful in the Mov. Avo bimovu yeshiva, but what if you have a Movi that is 7 Amis wide? Nito bo Oymed Meruba Laporet. So then if it will be Dalad, that's not a lechi, so it's the Doifan Amovi. But you have Roiv of the Pesach Amovi, you saw some, you have Oymed Meruba Laporet. Period. So therefore, Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua explains, so this whole halacha only applies by a movui shmoine, by a movui shmoine, l'maylo, so then you'll have this halacha. But less than shmoine, you don't have this halacha. Tavashi oma, afilu b'movui ches, afilu yev a movui ches, leitzorich lechi mimonavshich. You don't need a lechi. Why? He oimed nafish, if this is oimed nafish, that oimed is more than the pirtze, so that means it is more than Dalet Amis. Dita Baimit Murubala Poritz. So now this Mavui is Huta Baimit Murubala Poritz. You have a Mavui Ches, and the Lechi is more than the Pirzu, so the Lechi is 4.5. So you have Baimit Murubala Poritz. I Poritz Nofesh, if the Pirzu is more than the Lechi, Lidim Mishim Lechi, Kleimers, if the Pirzu is more, Im Kein Ein Belechi Dalet Amis. So the lechi doesn't have dalad amis because the pizza. We're speaking about it's ches amis mitzumtzumis. So if the pirtz is more, so then it's a lechi. So memele, however it will be, if it will be aymed merubit, it's good. It'll be poritz merubit, it's also good. May amrit shavu tovayu. Maybe both of them are equal. So memele, then you have poritz koimid, and we'll see that sugya goes poritz koimid is also. So my male Abele is Sofik the Divrayim. It's a Sofik the Divrayim. Or Sofik Divrayim Lahoko. So my male it's a Sofik the whole din of Lechi and Amovi Minatari don't need a Lechi. The Teira Twin Mechitis are sufficient to carry in the Movi, only Minarabonon. So now it's a Sofik, is it good, isn't it good, a Sofik the Rabonon. That's what the Gemara says. Mashme di efshe levare adom. So now Tais is asking a kasha. Tais has got stuck with one word, the word sofik. That means, if you could be mevare, it doesn't have a teira sofik. I mean, just take, let's take a rule and let's measure. That doesn't have a teira sofik. The Gemara calls it a sofik, so that means you can't be mevare. So then there's a teira sofik. So you see Klo from that Gemara that he Efshel Tzamtzim. So here Taisus got stuck. Taisus has said already that Bidei Odom it's Efshel Tzamtzim. So if it's Efshel Tzamtzim, there's never Torah Sofik. That's Taisus' kasha. V'yesh Loimar, so Taisus answers as follows. Lo'oilom Efshel Limdei Delevar. No. You could measure, you could be mevara, elo lo hitrichu chachomim limdoit shom misofik. The chachomim were not matriach the person to measure misofik. Kiven, the bein oimed nofish, bein poritz nofish, lekach shashisa. That means there are two tzodim, not being ignorant of the size of this lechi. There are two tzodim, that is no shaila visa. If it's aimed berubah, it's mutter. If it's pas berubah, it's mutter. Elim kain hein shoven. The only sad suffix is maybe they're shoven. Umilse the loy shrichahi. So this is already. I have two tzodim that there's no shaila. There's a possibility there is a shaila. It'll be also that's a milse the loy shrich. So Lechayres, what is Taisvus saying? So Taisvus is saying as follows. That what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Gemara said, three tzodim. Maybe if it's Eimed Merube, it's good. If it's Poritz Merube, it's good. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Havalei Sofik Tidivreim. So since I have two tzodim that it's good, so therefore we were makel that he doesn't have to be mevara because of these two tzodim. So therefore havalei sofik tidivreim. That means the word that was bothering Taisvis was the word sofik. And now Taisvis fit into the Gemara Pshat and sofik that since you have two tzodim, that it is good, since you have two tzodim that it is good, so therefore chazal, so the possibility of no good is loy shriche, so the chazal will make him, it doesn't have to be mevaro, so then it gets a teira sofik. If there's no din biro, so it gets a teira sofik. So these two tzodim make it for a teira sofik. Mi kol moke im hoyso isura di eraise, but the gloss is avalei sofik mi devrein, since this is adarabonon, so we gave it a teiras sofik, since the whole thing is adarabonon, kem e balabat of it. Also, this is a milsad lo ishrich. Im hoysa isura diereise. But if it was an isura diereise, or being metalpul namovid isura diereise, hoya osa, even the efsha limdoit, since it is possible to measure. So that is the Loshna Gemara. We only gave it a Torah Sofik because it is a Darabona. So then we said, then any motzui, we're not mechayiv achiv biru, and memele, so here's a Torah Sofik. By a deraisa, we would not do such a thing, because Bemisin doesn't have a Torah Sofik, so memele, so by a deraisa, it wouldn't have, there's no Sofik period. So by the Raisa we couldn't be matter. So they bring down from the Marsham, that means even though it's not also al Sofik the Raisa, because really you have a Sveksvek over here. No, Pshat is Kozman, it's Efshel Ivruli, you don't have anything. You don't have Sveksvek is only by Sveikis. If you have Sveikis, I'm a Mela, this is the Lomdus of it, the Rabbanon, the Kula, Sveksvek, I'm an Ateiris Mutter, that's when this Sveikis. If the thing you could be, if you could be Mavara that stood him, there's no Sofik over here. There's nothing. There's no Sveksveker. There's no nothing. Be Mavara the Sofik. So forget. So that's what they says. Oh, those kufas of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, if Roiv stood him is that there's no Shaila. So because of this, we took off the Chiyav Biru, so it gets a Torah Sofik. And how can we do such a thing? So since it's at the Rabbana, we did such a thing. Mashenk and by a deraisa, we would be unable to do such a thing. So Mamela, if it would be a deraisa, so Mamela, so then it would be also because there's no sfakis over here. You have to be mitzvah shel evruri. Umizeh ein lahakshayis al Rav Ashi. Let's ask a different kasha. Ki shavu ki adodi lishteru. What's the problem if they're equal? The kaim alone we pass kem porot skaim in muta. So it's good whatever it is. Dosim koi al rafune breid rabshu des vile porot skaim in dosa. Period. V'yesh leforesh. So now, so till now, Taisus was going that we have a sugya of porot skaim in. So that means it's shaykh such a musig of Poretz Ka'imid, and the Al-Kochach Efshel Tzamtzim. Yesh leforish tani amiroi the Poretz Ka'imid amachza amachza k'roi motzri sovi k'rabon on the Efshel Tzamtzim afilu b'deyo. Could be, Taisa said, we could learn differently. We could learn that these amiroim hold the Efshel Tzamtzim. Uman de shori, so what's the case of Efshel Tzamtzim? We'll go back to this mahalach. And if it looks poetz koimid, it's good. Mishum. The aimo oimid merubit. Because maybe, why is it good? Who says that it's poetz koimid? So there's three stodim. The aimid oimid merubit. Maybe it's oimid merubit go. Vim timtza loime shem shodim. Rachmona oma leisit reitzchubit. So memele, so poritz koimid is good because there are three stodim. Could be it's poritz meruba loimid, could be it's poritz keimid, could be it's aimid meruba la poritz. It's the efshel tzamtzim. So Taisvi says, so that's why it's good, because if I hold the etzim poritz koimid is good, so I have now two stodim to be matter. I don't know what it is, but I have, so it could be. Could be it's poritz koimid, and if it's not poritz koimid, could be it's aimid meruba la poritz. Uman di osa, and the one that asks, mishum he holds the aimer poritz merube, im timtza loimer shein shavim rachmano magdei rube, chen yimachza machza de shchita. So Taisu says, and the other man di yomar, he holds you need aimid merube. So memele, so you have a svek sveke lahachme. You have a svek sveke lahachme. So Taisus wants to say that, let's go back. Taisus wants to say that poritz ka'imid, poritz ka'imid, the Mangam says that's good, it's good, mikoyach svek sveke. Maybe they're equal, I thought not equal, so maybe it's aimid meruba la poritz. Rektus vas emes, but it's a shem echad. These two tzodim is one shem. Poritz Kaimed is good. So maybe it's Poritz Kaimed, and maybe it's not Poritz Kaimed, maybe it's Oimen Brubal Poritz, the same heter. That means the chesaron is al titrei tzrube. That's the chesaron. As long as you only have right poritz, only a machzah poritz, so it's not going to be a machzah poritz, so you have less than machzah poritz. Because you only have right poritz. So how does this work? That's what the Sfas Emes asks. Dachtig mir, the Sfas Emes seems to be saying that Emes and Taisus doesn't mean begedo sveksveike. Taisus means to say like this. It's yefshel etzamtzim, that is true. It's impossible to be mitzamtzim. So, but I look at something, it looks to me, oimid merubal aporetz. So I should be samech on what I see. You can't be sure. So you tell us, I'm a mele, so that kufa should be a reyes in my judgment. I mean, it looks like poritz koimid, but you can't be sure. It's yefshel etzamtzim. So he says, so not being sure, what says that that's a race? That's right, maybe I'm not sure. Maybe it's Kadayim and Merubal Aporet. So this is a lomdis that I should not have to not rely on my riyah. To me it looks good. But you tell me, but you can't be sure. Sometimes good, I can't be sure. So that means that it's no good. It could still be good. So maybe because that's what this Fasemis means to say. So now Taisvis wants to be mitzadit. It could be we don't pass in a gansen like Abyeisi. Bahashten niche tve yahi de sofik tivreim lahoku. Give the yevshalimdait. Now Taisvis says we don't have to say lomdis. Now the Gemara flows. It's a sofik tivreim. Now it's a sofik. It can't be mevare. It's not a sofik tivreim. This they say to say halshtik teire that since it's any motzi they gave it a din sofik. Umiyu kosher the mashme the sveike the araisa yosam mishum chshoshe baalme shema hein shovin avo gav the yoimid nafish muta viporetz nafish muta. But the Gemara weiss tois it's only muta because it's a darabona. If it would be a deraisa. So Memele, even though there are two tzdodim of heter, yefshel etzamtzim. Afal pi kein from the Gemara it would seem, even though there's two tzdodim of heter, it could be oimed merube, it could be poritz merube, but since it could also be machzal machze. So therefore it would be also, as Ivey says from the Gemara. It would be a deraisa. Rishim shoshe ba'alma shema hein shoven. Haval gav di yoimid nofish muta viporetz nofish muta. Im kein, heichi dayik, perik sheini de b'choyres, mehide nimtza horig mechuvim ben shtei ayores, de b'yodem efshel etzamtzem. There, you found a hole between two ayores. You have ear aleph and ear beis. Now, if it's ear aleph, if it's somach lir aleph, ear aleph has to bring an egla rufa. If it's somach lir beis, ear beis has to bring an egla rufa. If it's mitzumtzim, so both have to bring an egla rufa. So there it says that both bring an egla rufa. So the Gemara says, is a raya, that bideyodem efshel etzamtzim. So Mamelus passed as Azach, so it's speaking about that they measured and it was Mechuvim Ben Shtei Ayores. So Taisvis says, why do you have to say that? There's a derais of Eglahuf. Osam Nami Afal Gavdi Yevshel Etzamtzim Lechavin Moide Rabbona Demeviin Shtei Agolis Mishum Shastei Raisha Mishum Shema Hein Shavin. Just like you say over here, not permitted to be Metaltal in Amovi. Because maybe it's poritz koimid. Even though there are other tzdodim which should be matter to be metal from the moment. But al kaponim, since there's such a tzad also, it's also to be metal. It's a dinasofik deraisa. So it could be we hold the efshel at samtsim. Aval Pikein, both of them bring an Egla Rufem because maybe it's Mechuv Mitzvah Satan, maybe both are Mechuyev. And we suffer both have to bring. V'oi, L'man Da'osa Poritz Kohimit, according to the man, the Omer that Asas Poritz Kohimit, Loi Osa Elamitam, the Omer Le Rachmona Le Moshe G'doy Rube, because you need Roiv, V'loi Mitam the Shema HaPoritz Merube. The Gemara says that if you hold Poritz Kohimit is also because you need G'doy Rube. Why didn't the Gemara say maybe holds we need Poritz Kohimit and maybe it's Poritz Merube. V'loi Mitam the Shema Poritz Merube. V'mkein Behid Lechi. So Vaistachois, if you would hold that Poritz Merube is good, so it would be good. Why is it good? Because maybe it's Oimid Merube, maybe it's Poritz Kohimit. So Vaistachois, if you have two Tzadim, it would be good. That's what I'm going to say. He holds you need G'day Rubber. But without that, if the Torah said G'day Machtze, it would be good. If we say E'ef Shalit Samtzem, it's Mukhach like this. So, B'zai, Ibim came by the Lechia, Philab Sveke, the Reise Tishteri, given the Bain Poritz, Bain Oimed Nafish, Mutta. So, say the same thing over here also. Period. Now, let us skip over the Shtikal Taisus. We'll come back to it later, in the middle of next Taisus. Now, Taisus is going off a little on a tangent. Taisus, Vepere Kama, Obehidus Saif Bechiris. That's around the. It's around 8-9 lines down. Behi the seif b'chayres, v'yotzu shnayim b'asiri. That the Gemara says that two by ma'ase b'heime v'yotzu shnayim b'asiri v'koran asiri. So it says that bashmed the sovolok Rabbi Yosi Glili dom afilu b'dei shemayim efshel etzamtza. There it says that both have Ketushas Maisa Shaini, Maisa Behemoth. The Iker Abonon, the Omri Yevshel Tzamtzim. Now Taisus wants to bring a riot, but Taisus is going into three Tzadim. The first Tzad is Tavke B'di Odom, we say Yevshel Tzamtzim. The second Tzad is Afilu B'di Odom, we don't say Yevshel Tzamtzim. And now Taisus has a Gemorim Choyres that voices Afilu B'di Shemaim, we also say Yevshel Tzamtzim. Because it says over there, Yotzu Shnaim Basiri, both are Kodesh. So why is it called the Kabi Yosek Lili? Doma Philip de Shemaim Evshel Tzamtzim. Vike Rabon and Domri Evshel Tzamtzim is Oisoi She Kodam. So the first one, so it's Evshel Tzamtzim. So Oisoi She Kodam, Havi Yasiri. So the first one that came out, Havi Yasiri. Vafilu Shosak Boy. And Afilu, he wouldn't say anything. It's the Asiri Shayotze, Afilu, there was no Kriyashem, Reze Meiser, so it's also Meiser Behemoth. Vahavalei Ki'ilu Koro La Asiri, so Memele, so the tenth one that came out is equivalent Ki'ilu Koro La Asiri La Asiri. Now, the 11th one, The 11th one is Pshalis L'achad Osar Asiri. She'ein Achad Osar Kodesh Shloi Nekar Shem Asiri Mimeno. The Gemara says as follows. Kora Uchi Asiri. Kora L'Asiri Chi. L'Achad Osar Asiri. So this is Anagelonu. Kora L'Asiri Chi. L'Achad Osar Asiri. So both of them are Kodesh. So we see there's an inyan of that Kriya Shem can be Mekadish by Maisa Behemoth. He called the 11th one the 10th. That's only if he called the tenth one the ninth. So this is in Kriya, this is the one after the ninth, so there's a Kriya of tenth. But Korol Asiri Asiri, Bekorol Achadosar Asiri, so then it's no good. So then the 11th one is garnished. So Taisva says, if we hold the Efshel Tzamtzim, so if you have two that came out looking Kibasachas, it looks like both came out the same, and he called them Areizu Maisa Behemet. So he called them both Asiri. Now, what really happened was that one came out, if we were able to play this slow motion, we would see that one came out first, and then the other one came out later. So the 11th one, there is an 11th one over here, the 11th one was called Asiri after the 10th one came out. So the 10th one is Ki'ilu, it's also Korah, he got called both of them Asiri, but he wouldn't have said anything. He didn't call it the 9th, that's for sure. So Al Kaponim, so the 10th one, either by being quiet or calling it the 10th, so the 10th was called the 10th. The 11th was also called the 10th, but that doesn't help. You call Korah Asiri, Asiri Lachadosar Asiri, that doesn't help. Say Bazoi, so why are both Kaddish? Shleineka Hashem Asiri Mimenu. Now, let's just skip over two lines, so she would have a flow in Taisus. V'yesh litchois, ahid esayv p'chayre. So Taisus says, maybe this raya we could be matre. Afilu sovar i'efshel etzamtzim, afilu he holds i'efshel etzamtzim, kivin dein yochel lahaker eze kodem mashel achavere. Since he cannot discern, he can't recognize which one is first. V'niskavin likroi shneyem asiri. He wanted to call both asiri. U'bebas achas korom. And he called it like reizu mais. He called them both asiri. Loidomi likoro l'asiri asiri v'acharkach lachad osar asiri. So Taisus says, could be this is different. Now, let us try to explain what Taisus was machadish now. That's what Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus is saying, we mentioned before, if a person korola asiri chi, lachad osar asiri, so they both are kodesh. So we see that there's a koyach of kriyas Hashem to be mekadesh ma'isa b'ayim. It's the 11th one. Yeah, but he called it the 10th one. So he called it the 10th one. So his kriyas Hashem is mekadesh by ma'isa b'ayim, the 11th one. So now let us understand when it's korola asiri asiri, and Korel Achad Osar Asiri, the 11th one, is not Kodesh. So why not? We see there's an inyan of Kriyas Hashem. So Kochor, it has to have a chshivas of a Kriya. Like this is a galachta. You call 10-10. You're stuttering. But that's felt in Kriya. It's not called, I was Kriya this the 10th, because after 10 does not come 10. So that's felt in Kriyas Hashem. If this is the 10th after the 9th, that means if the first one was a Kriyas Hashem of 9, and you called this 10th, so even though Klapish Maya Galia, the first was the 10th, and this is the 11th, but there was a Kaponim Atayres Kriyas Hashem, I called it 10th, because the way I counted, it was 9-10th. So Memele, so the Chesorin of Korel Asiri Asiri, Korel Achadosar Asiri, was felt in Kriya. It's a galachter. It's felt in Kriyas Hashem. It's but what is, if to the naked eye, it looks that the Babas Achas. That's what it looks like. So felt in Kriyas Hashem. Okay, the fact is, I'm calling both Asiri. So even though Klapish, Maya, Galya, this is an Achad also, but there wasn't a Kriyas Hashem. There was a Kriyas Hashem. There wasn't a galachter that's Kriyas Hashem. There was a Kriyas Hashem on this Achadosa. So could be it becomes my Sebeim out the Kriyas Hashem Sheboy. And this Kriyas Hashem is not a Gelechter. Here's a Teres Kriya. And therefore, it has a Teres Kriya. And therefore, the 11th one will be Kodesh. So Memelis of Taisus wanted to say, if the Gemara says in Bchayres, that both of them are Kodesh, that the Yotzush name of Masach is both are Kodesh. So Taisus wanted to prove from that, Zet Medoch HaFilubidei Shemayim, Evshel Tzamtzim. So Taisus says, no, it's not Muchach. Could be Bidei Shemayim, Evshel Tzamtzim. Afal Pikeim, the 11th one becomes Kodesh als the Kriya Shem Shaboy. There is a Teres Kriya Shem since it looks like a tenth one. So this Pshat and what I'm saying, I call both of them ten. Umiyu. Yeah. Leidami lekogel asir yisi v'ache kach lachadas asir. V'hod akamrinen hosam avol babas achas tavayu kochi. Loi mamish bebas achas betzim. So it doesn't mean that was take bebas achas. I look at the birashti. It looks like bas achas. That's also sufficient to give it a teres kriya shem. Umiyu kashe de beperik mishe tziyu beperik sheni dekdushin porich mehach piyotsu shneim basiri. Here it says if both went out basiri, so both are kodesh. So the mayas akasha le rabbe da omal kol sheine bezeach hazeh afilu babasach hazeine. He says rabbe said a yisod, if you have two chaloisen, which the second chalois cannot be chal after the first chalois is a stira to the second chalois, so babasachas, so each one is size of the other one. For example, what is the din if a person marries two sisters bebasachas? So if he'd marry two sisters bezeachazeh, so the marriage of the first sister is soisa the marriage of the second sister, because then kedushin is not chal, she's achayis ishtoi. So memele, so bebasachas, so this bebasachas, we have this isnagdus, and we consider ki ilu, each one, is menagid the other one in nanachal. That's a yisod of Rabbi. Kol she'ine bezeh hazeh bebasachas. So the Gemara asks Akashe from Yotzu Shneim bebasachas, that there the halacha is that both of them are maisa behemim. Fact the Gemara, kol she'ine bezeh hazeh bebasachas. Umashme, Zuktoisus is mashme de kashalei. Bekivin de bezeh achar zeh ein achrein kodesh. It seems the kash is as follows. Since bezeh achar zeh ein achrein kodesh, so the 11th one cannot become kodesh, is mebas achas lo ye kodesh, lo le zeh ve lo le zeh, kemay mekadesh isha v'achoysa. So the Gemara is asking, so just like if one would come out after the other, so the second one can be ma'isa ba'imem. So memele basachas, he also can't be ma'isa ba'imim. So none of them should be ma'isa ba'imim. So if I took toisves, be shlem if you'd efshel it tzamtzem, that's a very good kasha. That means the rabbi was machadish that the basachas yem the chason of vezechazeh. So memele, so each one is a menaget to the other one. So memele, so none should be ma'isa ba'imim. But the way we're saying now, that that's EF Shalit Samson. So Zikr a 10th and an 11th. We just had a shtik teire that the 11th can be Chal Maisa Beim, else the Kri Hashem, he called it the 10th. But the 10th is Zikr Kodesh, because the 10th is not Babasachas, the 10th came out first. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was, it should have a din of Achais Ishtoi, and that just like Bachas Ishtoi, none of them are married. So here, none of them should have Kedushas Ma'isa Ba'ime. It's no Dimyon. Because over here, there's only a Basachas and a Kriya Shem. But the Zikha and the Yitzhia, there was a 10th and 11th, so the 10th Zikha Sheva did a Ma'isa Ba'ime. Umash, the Kashla, we came to Zecha Zayin Achim Kodesh, Basachas Loye Kodesh, Loye Zeva Loye Lezek, May Mekadesh Yitzhava Chayse. How could you say that none of them should be Kodesh? The Dal Kri Hashem Didah, forget about the Kri Hashem. Bahochek, even the Efshel El Tzamtzim, Imon of Sheikh Asirim, Yael of Kodesh. Forget, Einach Nami, the Kri Hashem is a Kri Hashem, Bebasachas on both. The Kri Hashem can be Mekadesh. But Al Kaponim, the first one that came out should be Maisa Ba'ima, because that was the first. So yet, the first one came out. So what the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's kasha is the mibasra porich. The Gemara's kasha is not, the Gemara's medame, the second, the 11th one, which the 11th one has kedushas ma'isa ba'imi because of zakriye bebasachas on both. So the 10th one is like a kodesh on his kri. The 10th one is kodesh because it came out first. But the 11th one is Kodesh Mitzad, we reckon ki ilu it's a kriya bebasachas. So the Gemara says, a kriya bebasachas can be Mekadesh. So Mitzad the kriya, the 11th one can be Kodesh. Bishlame the Mibasa Porich, Aichu Kodesh, given the Efshel Etzamtzeim, Eine Kodesh Elamachmas Diburei. Since it's the Efshel Etzamtzeim, Eine Kodesh Elamachmas Diburei.